Day 5. Teddy's cleaning. The sight of uniformed maids and male servants hard at work under the watchful eye of the butler summons up a bygone era. Davidson's Book of the Home provides exhaustive detail about managing servants. It is clear, however, that the Edwardians were beginning to question the subject of service. The public appreciation of service is growing apace, born of unhealthy aspirations and a feverish desire to ape the manners of the class just above, or to use money as means of neglecting duties better and more honourably done than delegated. The farmer's daughter won't any longer go to the market, and the squire's son won't be his father's steward. People would rather pay others and be poor than work themselves. Davidson spares no detail, including the supply of a large mirror in the maid's quarters. It may not be desirable to encourage vanity, yet there is no reason why an unfortunate maid should have to arrange her cap with the aid of a 6-inch square of blurred and spotted glass. Our Teddy servants look happy in their work and very well turned out.